Hello, this is Beatrice Pavia with the News Gazette of Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. We are going to start with some front page news. The first one is about Yingying Zhang. Service for slain scholar moved to Friday. Ceremony is open to the public. It's datelined Savoy. A memorial church service for Yingying Zhang, the visiting University of Illinois scholar killed 2 summers ago, has been rescheduled for Friday afternoon. The service, designed to offer comfort to those grieving Ms. Zhang's death, will be at 1 p.m. Friday at First Baptist Church, 1602 South Prospect Avenue, Savoy, according to Pastor Chuck Moore. It had been originally scheduled for Monday, but was postponed late last week. Moore said the details for the memorial service have not changed. He will lead the service with prayers and meditation, along with Tim Bossenbrook, pastor of Hessel Park Christian Reformed Church. Both congregations include members of the Chinese community or international students who came to know the Zhang family, Moore said. Ms. Zhang's father, Rongao Zhang, will also speak, and her brother will read a letter from her fiancé, Shaolin Hu. Other friends will also offer memories of Ms. Zhang. The service will have both English and Chinese translations, Moore said, and a Chinese choir will sing a couple of songs. The church will open by 9 a.m. to receive any donations of flowers, he said, and the service is open to the public, Moore said. The family will also attend a private ceremony afterward at the memorial garden created for Ms. Zhang last year on Goodwin Avenue in Urbana. Friends from the Amish community built a box to hold some of Ms. Zhang's personal possessions, which the family will bury in lieu of her remains, which have not been found, Moore said. My guess is it's designed to emotionally help them make some sort of progress toward closure, Moore said. I have been doing this long enough to know that helping people do something tangible is very important in achieving closure. Ms. Zhang came to the university in April 2017 as a visiting scholar with the hope of receiving her doctorate. She was kidnapped on June 9, 2017, by former University of Illinois graduate student Brent Christensen as she was waiting for a bus in North Urbana and later killed. Christensen was convicted in June and sentenced to life in prison without parole last month. And despite extensive search efforts by the FBI and UI police, her body has never been found. The family's attorney, Steve Beckett, said last week that prosecutors have told the family that her remains may have been taken to a Vermilion County landfill. Beckett has scheduled a press conference for 10 a.m. today to discuss more details. And Republic Services, which owns 2 landfills in Vermilion County, issued a statement saying it was fully cooperating with the investigation, but referred other questions to authorities. And the next front page story is under crime and cannabis. State's attorney says, not a free-for-all once pot is legal. It is written by Tim Mitchell and Dateline Champaign. A new state law will not mean a new way of prosecuting local crimes involving marijuana, Champaign County State's Attorney says. I remind people that there is still much about cannabis that will remain illegal post-January 1st, Julia Reitz said during a Tuesday appearance on WDWS's A Penny for Your Thoughts. We don't go after people smoking a joint in their living room. The focus is on the dealers. That will remain the case come 2020, when it becomes legal for Illinoisans 21 and older to possess small amounts of marijuana with a few important conditions. The new law is about creating a mechanism for people to legally purchase small amounts of cannabis from a licensed, taxed retail establishment, she said. It is not a free-for-all. The possession and distribution of large amounts of cannabis that are not regulated or taxed is still illegal. And most significantly, Reitz added, is the number of juveniles who are smoking cannabis on a daily basis to escape the issues they have to deal with in today's world. That is a problem that we have to address. And this next story is headlined, Man Gets 3.5 Years for Having a Gun. It is datelined Urbana. A Phoenix man who had a gun in a vehicle in Champaign earlier this year has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Jamar Holbrook, age 21, pleaded guilty Monday before Judge Heidi Ladd to unlawful use of weapons by a felon. He was given credit for 78 days already served. Holbrook was a passenger in a vehicle stopped by Champaign police May 19th at Bloomington Road and McKinley Avenue for an alleged traffic offense. Because the vehicle smelled of cannabis, police searched it and found that both Holbrook and another passenger had loaded guns. Holbrook had a 9mm handgun with a loaded 30-round extended magazine in his pant leg. Co-defendant Markel Sanders, age 19, of Champaign, is due back in court August 20th. State's Attorney Julia Reitz said Holbrook has prior convictions as a juvenile for aggravated battery and criminal damage to property, and other less serious counts of aggravated unlawful use of weapons and not having a firearm owner's identification card were dismissed in return for Holbrook's plea. And this next story is headlined, Man Resentenced to Prison for Battery, datelined Urbana. An Urbana man with a history of domestic violence has been resentenced to 3.5 years in prison for aggravated battery to a pregnant person. Judge Tom DeFantis on Tuesday resentenced Alondo Holt, age 32, last of the 1000 block of South Smith Road, to prison after Smith admitted that he violated the probation he received for slapping his disabled girlfriend in the face in November 2016. A petition to revoke his probation was filed in January 2017, alleging that Holt committed domestic battery when he grabbed a phone out of the woman's hand while under the influence. He admitted to that and was resentenced to 2 years of probation. A second petition to revoke probation, filed in January of this year, alleged that Holt failed to do his public service, get counseling, or participate in partner abuse intervention. He admitted those failings, and despite his victim's request that he be allowed to remain free to assist her, DeFantis resentenced him to prison. He was given credit on his sentence for 90 days already served. And we're going to go now to local news. The first one is about school supplies giveaway. They're packing them in at Salvation Army. Organization's first backpack drive to supply 700 local elementary and high school students with all they need for a new school year. Every year when school registration rolls around, the Salvation Army of Champaign County receives calls about whether the organization hands out school supplies. And every year previous to this one, it had to forward those calls along to other organizations and churches in town. This year, the Salvation Army decided to put together their own backpack drive, and on Tuesday, volunteers packed 700 of them with school supplies, both for elementary students and high schoolers. This year, we decided that we would do it because we have done it in the past in other places, and we knew how to organize, Major Randall Summit said. We cooperated with Walmart and did the school supply drive Saturday, so now we are filling all the bags, and there's a lot of need, and we just want to make sure that we are there for them. To receive a backpack, parents just have to verify that they live in Champaign County and that they have children in K-12 school. The backpacks will be available today through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. or while supplies last. We've had a lot of people inquiring about this, said Al Vogelsang, the chairman of the organization's advisory board. Trust me, they'll be lining up to come. It'll be really popular. To acquire the school supplies, Salvation Army employees and volunteers set up shop at cooperating Walmart stores in the area and handed out lists of supplies to customers. We asked customers, "Would you help us serve children who are in need of school supplies?" said Robin Mathis, the organization's director of social services. I said, "Anything off of that list will help." And so they would come back with the stuff in the bags. The response was awesome. The generosity is still there out in the community, and we just began to reach out. We were not dissatisfied about how they gave at all. We were there from 8:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night. The bags will also include hygienic items, toothpaste, toothbrushes, body wash, and deodorant. A lot of times kids may have their backpacks and everything, Mathis said, and there may be a need of them having even shampoo to wash their hair and even toothpaste and toothbrushes so that they can go to school feeling good about themselves and about their hygiene. In conjunction with the giveaway, the Salvation Army will be discounting children's clothing in the thrift store, where bags will be given away, by 50%. After Friday, Summit said teachers are welcome to come and take the leftover supplies for their classrooms, but he doesn't expect much to be left. "Today through Friday is going to be busy," he said. "We just want to make sure that as many kids as possible can be helped." The next local story is from the Champaign City Council. It's headlined, "Lynn Street to Go One Way, Change Okayed from Church to University." It's Dateline Champaign. A portion of a street that runs along the east side of Central High School is being permanently converted into a one-way thoroughfare. On Tuesday night, the Champaign City Council voted 7-0 to approve an ordinance making all traffic on Lynn Street between University Avenue and Church Street one-way headed south. The change will take effect August 16. The traffic modification is all part of the expansion and improvements to Central, part of the district's $183.4 million facilities referendum that voters approved in 2016. Champaign civil engineer David A. Happ said the project has necessitated changes to the circulation pattern for school buses as well as for students and staff vehicles. Beginning this fall, all staff and student vehicles will be directed to use New Street along the west side of the school for student drop-off and parking lot access, Happ said. The majority of the buses from Unit 4 and the contracted MTD buses will be directed to use Lynn Street along the east side of the school. The affected part of Lynn currently allows two-way traffic. In addition to making Lynn one-way southbound between University and Church, all parking along the west side of that section of the road is being eliminated. However, parking will be allowed along the east side of Lynn. Earlier this year, some residents had expressed concern over the change, arguing that the combination of queuing buses and parked vehicles would restrict traffic flow on Lynn. Representatives from two businesses were concerned there might not be enough room between the buses and the parked cars for vehicles to pass to reach their entrances. However, city staff determined enough room will remain for vehicles to pass down Lynn, even when cars are parked on the east side and buses are queued up on the west side. Some community members also expressed concern over the unnecessary elimination of on-street parking near the school and worried that less parking would force students to park further into the residential areas surrounding the school. Happ said the one-way designation will allow buses to line up without blocking traffic. A permanent change to one-way, as opposed to temporary flip signs, leads to less confusion by motorists, he said. "I think this is an okay proposal," said Councilmember Tom Bruno. "I am comfortable with it, but should we be wrong, we can change this back." This next local story is headlined, "Tried as an Adult, Shooting Nets 8-Year Prison Sentence for 17-Year-Old." It's datelined Urbana. A 17-year-old Champaign man is headed to prison for 8 years for gun-related violence in Urbana earlier this year. In May, Judge Heidi Ladd agreed with State's Attorney Julia Reitz that Devon Miles, who listed an address in the 400 block of East Vine Street, should be tried as an adult on charges alleging that he was involved in a February 9th shooting at the Hamilton on the Park apartment complex in Northeast Urbana, as well as other gun-related crimes. On Monday, Miles pleaded guilty to shooting at a car in Urbana. The shooting came after he allegedly robbed one of the occupants of cash during a cannabis deal. As a result of a plea agreement worked out with Miles' attorney, Kevin Marks of Urbana, Reitz dismissed another case of aggravated battery with a firearm, accusing Miles of taking part in the February 21st shooting of two men who were playing a dice game at the Town Center Apartments in the 2400 block of North Neal Street in Champaign. Both men survived. One is now in custody on his own gun possession case, Reitz noted. She also dismissed a case in which Miles was charged with unlawful possession of a handgun by a person under 21 and not having a valid firearm owner's identification card. Miles was charged with those crimes after police found the loaded gun under a bed in which he was sleeping February 28th in a house on West Bradley Avenue in Champaign. Police found three other young men in that home who were charged with various gun-related crimes. Police determined that the gun found under the bed was the same one used in the Hamilton on the Park shooting, based on bullet casings that had been left there. Miles will begin his sentence in juvenile prison and be transferred to adult prison when he turns 18. He was given credit for 131 days already served. And before these cases, Reitz said, Miles' only prior criminal record involved a theft adjudication. The next story is headlined, Previous Records Review, Man Resentenced to 5 years in Prison for Violating Probation. Datelined Urbana. A Monticello man who admitted he violated the probation that he was given for violating an order of protection has been resentenced to 5 years in prison. On Tuesday, Judge Tom DeFantis resentenced Adam Bushman, age 29, to prison after reviewing Bushman's previous record. In October 2016, Bushman was sentenced to 30 months of probation and 120 days in jail for a May 2016 violation of an order of protection with a prior domestic battery conviction. In February, the state took steps to revoke that probation, alleging that he used cannabis in October and December 2018 and failed to enroll in a partner abuse intervention program. Bushman admitted in June that he had used the cannabis and did not get the abuse treatment. On Tuesday, his attorney, Assistant Public Defender Abby Kauser, told the judge that Bushman is currently enrolled and that his latest drug test showed he was not using. Assistant State's Attorney Will Lynch had recommended an unspecified prison term for Bushman, and court records show that he had adjudications as a juvenile and got his first adult criminal conviction in 2007 for reckless conduct. Others since then include aggravated battery, possession of weapon by a felon, retail theft, and defrauding a drug test. The next story is headlined, Resentenced for Probation Violation, 21-year-old admits having drugs, gets 3-year term. Datelined Urbana. A Champaign man who admitted that he violated his probation for possessing a stolen gun has been resentenced to 3 years in prison. Justin Dunbar, age 21, whose most recent address was in the 500 block of East Columbia Avenue, admitted to Judge Heidi Ladd on Monday that while on probation, he possessed about a half gram of cocaine on February 22nd in Urbana. Assistant State's Attorney Matt Bannock dismissed a separate criminal case involving that allegation in return for Dunbar's admission that he violated probation. Another case accusing Dunbar of resisting a peace officer driving under suspension, and possessing cannabis on January 27th was also dismissed. In the underlying possession of a stolen firearm case from 2016, Dunbar initially received a sentence of 4 years of probation. Bannock said Dunbar also had a juvenile adjudication for unlawful use of a credit card and an adult conviction for retail theft. Ladd allowed Dunbar to remain free until August 20, when he is to turn himself in to begin his sentence. Urbana Police Department story: attempted robbery yields 2-year lockup. Dateline Urbana. An Urbana man who admitted that he tried to rob a couple almost a year ago in Urbana has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. Jamal Jones, age 26, whose last known address was in the 1100 block of Colorado Avenue, pleaded guilty Monday before Judge Tom DeFanis to attempted robbery, admitting that on September 17, 2018, he took a substantial step toward robbing a couple in Urbana by threatening the use of force. An Urbana police report said a woman and a male passenger were sitting in her car outside her workplace when a man wearing a hoodie pulled up around his face, tapped on the window with a handgun, and pointed it at her, telling her not to drive away. She did so anyway, escaping any injury. Jones was identified with the help of surveillance video. In return for Jones's plea, other charges of attempted armed robbery and attempted aggravated robbery were dismissed. He was given credit on his sentence for 298 days already served, and court records show that Jones had previous convictions for reckless conduct and armed robbery. This story is headlined, "Second Case Opened, Accusations of Cocaine Heroin Sales Net Additional Charges." Dateline Urbana. Prosecutors have filed additional drug charges against an Urbana man arrested 2 weeks ago for heroin possession. Roger N. Gill, age 64, who listed an address in the 1500 block of East Florida Avenue, had a second case opened Tuesday accusing him of the sale of cocaine and heroin. Assistant State's Attorney Kristen Alferink said Gill is charged with unlawful delivery of cocaine and heroin on July 16th to a confidential source who alleged he bought 0.2 grams of each of those drugs from Gill. A third count charges Gill with unlawful delivery of heroin for allegedly selling about 0.3 grams of heroin to a source working with police on July 18. The sales allegedly occurred at Gill's apartment, Alferink said. On July 23rd, the Champaign County Street Crimes Task Force arrested Gill in Champaign and found that he had three small packages of heroin weighing a total of 0.4 grams, cutting agents typically used in the packaging and selling of heroin, a digital scale, a pipe, and $643 in cash. He was charged with heroin possession in that case. Although the amounts in the latest charges are small, because of his prior criminal record, Gill faces Class X penalties of between 6 and 30 years if convicted. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison in 2003 for having cocaine intended for sale and had to forfeit $95,000 in cash from his drug business to authorities. Judge John Kennedy set Gill's bond in the new case at $100,000, bringing his total bond to $125,000. He is due back in court for a probable cause hearing August 20th. And this story is headlined, "Domestic Battery and Criminal Trespass, Probation 2 weeks in Jail for Striking and Biting X." Dateline Urbana. A Danville man who admitted that he struck and bit an ex-girlfriend and later trespassed at her Champaign home last month was sentenced to 2 years of probation and 2 weeks in jail. Jabari Hill, age 28, who listed an address in the 2300 block of North Vermilion Street, pleaded guilty Tuesday before Judge Heidi Ladd to domestic battery with a prior domestic battery conviction and criminal trespass to residence. Those charges stemmed from incidents on two different days in July involving the woman and her apartment on Cynthia Drive. Assistant State's Attorney Matt Bannock said Hill went to the estranged girlfriend's apartment on July 20th, shoved his way in, flipped her mattress, knocked her television to the floor, got on top of her, bit her back, and then took her wallet with the bank card and driver's license and left. 4 days later, the woman received threatening texts from him, followed by a pounding on her door. While she hid in a closet, Hill forced his way in and vandalized her apartment again, throwing eggs at walls, emptying the contents of the refrigerator and freezer onto the floor, and throwing flour and sugar around the apartment. The woman called 911 from the closet, and police arrested Hill inside her place. Other charges of residential burglary, stalking, and robbery were dismissed in return for his guilty plea. He was also ordered to get partner abuse intervention and have no contact with the victim. Bannock said Hill had other convictions for domestic battery, driving under the influence, and criminal damage to property. And this story is headlined, Kids Doing Good Things. Archery Tournament. Unit 4 archery teams excelled at the recent World Championship Tournament in Nashville, Tennessee. Centennial High School placed 13 out of 38 high school teams in the Championship Bullseye Tournament with a score of 3-3-3-1. Haley Good led the team as the top shooter with the personal record of 293, putting her 6th out of 417 high school females. Archers in the top 20% at the tournament included Good, Maria Heller, Katie Thuney, Brianna Black, and Alexis Lyle. And Heller was part of an 18-member Team USA All-Star team competing against multiple countries. Team USA won the All-Star tournament, where they shot both bullseye and 3D shoots for a combined score. Heller had a 295 in the bullseye competition and a 294 in the 3D shoot, making her the top overall female out of all the All-Stars from all countries participating. And Jefferson Middle School had a second-place team finish and a 22nd team finish in the bullseye competition. And this has been Beatrice Pavia with the first half of the News Gazette of Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. I look forward to reading again with you soon.